Big 98, it's the wise man. Yeah, in the studio, Analia Trask decided to hang out with us for a couple of minutes. She is the program coordinator for Cancer Prevention in Action at Stony Brook Cancer Center. Morning, Analia.
Good morning, wise man. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, tell us about what's going on here and what you actually do at Stony Brook Cancer Center.
Yeah, so I work with the Cancer Prevention and Action Grant. This is a New York State Department of Health grant awarded to Stony Brook Cancer Center's Office of Community Outreach and Engagement. And this program is supported with funds from Health Research, Inc. and New York State. So we basically support local cancer prevention interventions through community education, mobilization and policy changes. Our goal is to reduce cancer, and our focus areas are skin cancer and HPV cancer prevention, cancers which are very common and very preventable.
All right, you're talking over the wise man's head here. HPV cancers. Actually, what is HPV?
Yeah, so we get that a lot. You're definitely not alone. HPV is human papillomavirus. It's actually extremely common. So 85% of people will be infected at some point in their lifetime. It's spread through intimate skin-to-skin contact. It's typically, there's no symptoms present, but it's still easily spread without the symptoms. So most folks don't even know they're infected. For many people, it will clear on their own. But for some people, it will cause one of six types of cancers: cervical, vaginal, vulvar, penile, anal, and oropharyngeal cancers, which is oral, mouth, and throat cancers. None of those are very fun. These cancers affect about 36,000 people or more annually, and that's about the size of an average baseball stadium. So most of a sold-out Mets game, although you don't see that much these days.
No, you don't. You don't, unfortunately. It's preventable. That's good news. Of course, now we all want to prevent cancer for ourselves and all our loved ones. We all know someone who's affected by it. What can we do to prevent these cancers?
Yeah, so they are very preventable. All of these cancers can be prevented by a routine vaccine called the HPV vaccine, and it prevents about 90% or more of these cancers by preventing the virus that causes them. So if there's no virus, there's no cancers. The vaccine works best when it's given long before potential exposure to HPV, so starting at age 9 and completing by around age 13. It can be given later, recommended through for everyone through age 26, and some people are even eligible through age 45. So it's a really good conversation to have with your healthcare provider. But whatever your age, the sooner the better. So talk to your healthcare provider or your child's pediatrician if they're 9 or older.
Now, I got to say, you've knocked me right over. I had absolutely no idea that there's a vaccine that can prevent cancer. Is this new?
So, yeah, we hear that all the time, but in fact, it's not new. It's almost 20 years old. It was FDA approved in 2006, and over 130 million doses have been administered in the U.S. alone. So it's gone through extensive safety monitoring, testing, and it has a very reassuring safety record of almost 20 years. Almost two decades of monitoring and research have found that it's not only extremely safe, but it's actually extremely effective. So in the U.S., the HPV infections in teen girls have dropped already by over 88%. Other countries are even on track to eliminate cervical cancer entirely, and that's the most common HPV cancer worldwide. So last month, Scotland released data showing zero cases of cervical cancer in vaccinated girls. And Australia's high vaccination rates show us that cervical cancer can be eliminated in their country by as early as 2035. So that just shows us we have the power to prevent these cancers as well. And the HPV vaccine gives us that power.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us this information, Analia. We really appreciate it. It's important to get great health information from somebody we could trust, like you, like Stony Brook Cancer Center. Now, you ever get people confused about the HPV vaccine in the workplace and go, oh, wait a minute, I'm not sure I got the right information here?
All the time. Of course, people want to do what's best for themselves, their family, their children. Our motto is to get the facts, reduce the risk, and spread the word. You know, the facts are out there. There's extensive evidence showing that the HPV vaccine works in reducing these cancers. But unfortunately, that awareness is low, and that's why we're out here spreading the word. So with that low awareness sometimes comes misinformation. Some common ones we hear from parents is that the HPV vaccine is just for girls. So I've had parents tell me that their daughter's vaccinated, but not their son, because they didn't know it was an option for their son. So when I share the facts that the HPV vaccine prevents cancer in boys and girls, most parents say they'll make an appointment for their son. The most common HPV cancer in the U.S. now is cancers of the mouth and throat, and those are overwhelmingly more common in men. So it's so important to protect our sons. Another one that I hear often is that children don't need the HPV vaccine until they hit puberty, or sometimes even until they go to college. The facts tell us that the earlier it's given, the better it works in reducing the risk of 6 types of cancer. Plus, when it's administered before the age of 15, it's given as a 2-dose series instead of 3 doses. So that means less shots and more smiling faces. Another one we hear is that the vaccine is expensive or it's not covered by their insurance. And that's also not true. For children and adults under age 27, this vaccine is covered by most major health plans, New York State of Health, Medicaid plans. Many insurance plans are even covering it through age 45. So it's a great idea to talk to your healthcare provider about your insurance. And if you're not insured or your insurance does not cover the full cost, there's programs available out there that can help with the cost. So talk to your healthcare provider about your options or visit our website, takeactionagainstcancer.com. And we have some resources available on that. And really, when parents are empowered with the facts about this cancer preventing vaccine, many choose to vaccinate. It's cancer prevention for our kids, plain and simple. A New York State Department of Health study of parents who chose not to vaccinate found that the number one reason for declining was just lack of awareness and information. So Cancer Prevention in Action program at Stony Brook Cancer Center is dedicated to providing the facts, reducing the risk, and spreading the word so that our community is empowered with the information that we need to make informed healthcare decisions for ourselves and our families. And that's what we do, and that's why we're here today.
Anna Leah Tress, the program coordinator, Cancer Prevention in Action, the Office of Community Outreach and Engagement. She's at Stony Brook Cancer Center. Thank you so much for taking the time. One more time, give them the website so they could check it out and find out all they need to know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Wise Man, for having us. To learn more about the HPV vaccine and our work with the Cancer Prevention and Action Program at Stony Brook Cancer Center, visit takeactionagainstcancer.com.